This is a CHOI news report. The City of Courtenay City Council accepted a staff report at their meeting on Wednesday that recommended the city continue to advertise on Facebook and Instagram. This was in response to a letter from the publisher of the Comox Valley Record that asked the city to boycott advertising on the tech giant Meta as it was blocking news from Canadians on its platforms. Meta started blocking news from Canadians on Facebook and Instagram after the federal government passed the Online News Act in June, which would require large tech companies like Meta and Google to make agreements with Canadian media organizations in exchange for sharing their content on their platforms. On Friday, the federal government released regulations for the Online News Act that outlined how much tech companies would have to pay under the new law. Google would have to pay $172 million, while Facebook would need to pay $62 million in compensation to Canadian news organizations. The regulations limit the act to companies that have a total annual global revenue of $1 billion or more a year and have 20 million unique visitors or active users a month in Canada. Instagram would not be affected by the act, but Meta continues to block news content on that platform as well as Facebook. According to the city staff report, the city of Courtenay spent 19 times more on newspaper advertising compared to Meta and Facebook. A total of $136,000 was spent on advertising with Black Press from 2021 to the first half of 2023, while spending amounted just over $7,000 with Meta and on Facebook in the same period. Councillor Doug Hillian said he's sympathetic to local media being blocked, that social media is a key way the city uses to reach people online.
This seems to me like a classic double bind where, I have great sympathy for the our news organizations and all those who are held in the thrall of these manipulative social media giants. But at the same time, it's a pretty essential communications tool. So what are you going to do?
Councillor Wendy Morin shared her experience of looking for local news on Meta.
I did understand the frustration. It's pretty strange now when you just automatically go to a media site to check something and then you get that message. It's just blank now. And it really does have an impact.
Councillor Evan Joliger raised the issue about how people can't access news stories about emergencies through Meta.
I think across the country right now with the wildfires is that after decades of individuals, communities receiving their news through their social media channels and no longer being able to access news and notifications around what's happening in their communities to protect their safety.
Alex Friedman, the executive director of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, says it's crucial for local governments to support local news organizations now.
Municipalities rely on local news outlets in order to communicate with their citizens because not everybody goes down to city council for the meetings. We have this important need for local journalism. And one way right now that local governments can stand up and say, hey, we really support this kind of journalism is by saying, hey, dear Google and Facebook, until you start paying for the news you use, we're not going to advertise on your service. Because Google and Facebook rely on two very important things: personal data, which we give up regularly when we go online, and advertising dollars. And if we don't say we're going to stop giving you those advertising dollars until you start respecting our news outlets, then we're doing everybody a disservice.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.